Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Does Satan Smile at Rainbows? I'm Alex, aka Lady Motherfucking Glitter, aka Amazon Flare, aka the woman your mother warned you about. And today I want to talk about something that I've been seeing trending on social media, and I think it's hilarious. And that's RuPaul's Drag Race current winner, Evie Oddly, and how she didn't want to take pictures with some fans. Now, I think this is so funny. I commented on Hey Queen TV's Instagram. Does Flint still have clean water? Does Flint have clean water yet? Because everyone is going on and on. Like, there's probably like 200 comments. People going on and on. Evie doesn't want to take pictures. Evie doesn't have to take pictures. Evie this, Evie that. It's like, yo, this is a job for her. This is a 9-to-5 for her. If you got off work and people wanted to come up and was like, hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that. Now, we know like 92% of the people, this current generation who's working these 9-to-5s, they want to go home, crack open a bottle of wine, watch some TV, go to sleep, or play with their cat, do something. They don't want to deal with people. And guess what? After, you know, performing, I completely understand if Evie Oddly doesn't want to touch any of you musty, dusty hoes or take a picture with any one of y'all. I completely understand that. As someone who used to perform in drag, and after doing a show and like really getting in and doing my thing and all this other stuff, after I get off stage, you know what I want to do? I want to take off the 10 pounds of makeup that I have probably sweat 3 pounds off of, and get into some comfy clothes and hit the bricks. I want to beat it. And I think it's so funny that, you know, people are arguing over this topic that honestly really isn't important. If Evie doesn't want to take pictures with y'all, deal with it. Guess what? If RuPaul don't want to take pictures with y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Y'all won't say anything on Instagram about him. Oh, that black queen, how dare he? Oh, that nigger, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Because it's a lot of y'all white queen. It's a lot of y'all white queens and white gays out here saying a lot of this messy stuff. If Trinity the Tuck Taylor didn't want to take a photo with y'all, or if Violet didn't want to take a photo with y'all, guess what? Y'all would be all right with that. Y'all wouldn't say anything about it. Y'all would not go on social media and say it. And if you do, you're bold. Cool for you. But guess what? They are doing a job. They're doing a 9-to-5. 9-to-5. Dolly has a whole song about it. Y'all should take a listen to it. All right? 9-to-5. She just want to perform, dance, do her thing, get paid, and she's out. Amanda Lepore made a song about it too. Y'all should give it a listen. I just think it's so funny that we are talking about this particular thing when there are so many other things going on right now in the world. Flint's clean water issue. We have a Cheeto Puff / peanut candy in office right now saying racist ass comments to women of color who actually care about the country that they live in because they want it to be better. And yet we're worried about Evie Oddly not taking pictures with some kids who probably shouldn't even be at the club in the first place. Priorities. I think a lot of us should check it. And me making my comment about does Flint have clean water yet, and the response I've been getting off of that, I love it. I live for that. Another thing I want to talk about, I might come back to Evie later, but another thing I want to talk about is, actually no, let me just do this now. So I remember a long time ago when I used to perform, Latrice Royale came to the club that I worked at, and OCH, I don't know if y'all ever heard of it, Oil Can Harry's, amazing club. Shout out to Kelly Klein, thank you for believing in me. But I remember Latrice Royale came to perform, and me and my friend took a picture with her. She could have said no. She could have said, nah, beat feet. And you know what? I would have been okay with that. Because before that, Latrice Royale said my look was sickening, said my performance was sickening. And I could have died right there and been happy. I would have been good. I would have been very content with life. I'm like, you know, I lived a full life. Latrice said I was sickening. I'm good. But there are some people who can do it and some people who can't. And if Evie wants to charge $30 a pop at DragCon for y'all to come and take pictures, guess what? Evie's trying to get her booth rent back. Because a lot of y'all don't know this. The queens have to pay for that booth in that space. They have to pay for that. Even though DragCon is making a ton of money with y'all ticket sales and all these other things, they got to make that money back. So guess what? If she want to charge $30 a picture, guess what? She can. Also, she's the current fucking reigning queen. So yeah, she got $100,000, but guess what? She got to make up that booth rent. She got to make up them travel fees. She has to get the costumes, all that stuff done. And if y'all have a problem with that over her not wanting to take pictures at some club after a gig, get over it. Don't you got to go to work in the morning? Don't y'all got to do something later? Don't y'all got to feed your cat, wash your ass, wash your legs, something? But y'all are sitting up here arguing over this. Get over it. It's fine. If those queens don't want to take pictures with you or talk to you or even look your direction or spit at your feet, deal with it. Move on. Life is fine. You'll be fine. I promise you'll be fine. And I know it's a lot of people who are complaining about this. They're kids. Half y'all shouldn't be at the club anyway. Don't check out homeroom in the morning. Cut it out. Cut it out. Worry about passing your test. Worry about making sure your homework is done so you can get them good grades. Worry about that. Worry about that. Don't worry about the fact that Evie don't want to take pictures with half of y'all. It's fine. It's totally fine. If Evie doesn't want to do it, she don't have to. This is a job for her. This is a 9-to-5. Okay, this is a 9-to-5. Dolly said it better. I need y'all to let this stuff go. It's not a big deal. How would you feel if somebody wants to take pictures with you after you got done working? It's fine. Get over it. You would feel a way if cameras were constantly flashing in your face every time you did a meet and greet or anything like that. Hell, that probably does something to her psyche. Get over it. She's probably an introvert. Guess what? Introverts can only give so much energy before they're like, look, I need to go. Like, it's time to tap out. I gotta go. Simple as that. Get over it. It's fine. You'll be fine. She'll be fine. Simple as that. The only obligation Evie has is doing the recommended touring after she gets that check. And then after that, if she wants to, she can go into hiding. Like, y'all will be fine. Y'all will be fine. Okay, another thing I want to talk about. This is kind of stupid. Me and my brother talked about this a while ago. But I don't know if y'all have heard the song, if you like Pina Coladas and Getting Caught in the Rain. I don't know the actual title of that song or who wrote it, but it's a great song. But y'all ever notice when he was reading the paper, he was reading that ad? And it was the ad his girl already wrote. So that just lets you know that his girl was already getting tired of him. And she was like, look, I got a plan. I don't know what your plan is. You know, you seem very content over here, but I'm not. So let me do this. I thought that was so funny. I was listening to it on YouTube. This Gardens. I can't speak today. Guardians of the Galaxy. Awesome Mix, Volume 1 and 2. The full soundtrack. And I thought that was hilarious. Like, listening to that. And how, that was said, like, he's sitting up here reading the paper, reading his girl's ad, not realizing it's his girl. And I feel like that's how a lot of girls nowadays do it without, you know, having to write into a paper or some crap like that. But just, you know, like, I have backups. I know there's guys out here too. Like, we have backups. We have a backup plan when our relationship, you know, seems to be, you know, run its course, seems a little salty or whatever. I just think that's so hilarious. Like, I just wanted to bring that up. But the whole point of me mainly getting on here was, you know, Evie and some queens who don't want to take pictures. Get over it. Live your life. Drink some water. Eat half an orange if you can. You know, eat some fruit, eat some greens, eat some vegetables, go outside, get some air. It's a beautiful day. You know, summer is winding down. It's a beautiful day outside. Y'all need to go outside, get some ice cream, something. Worry about things that don't pertain to you, you know, being online, arguing over something so remedial, like Evie not wanting to take pictures. She doesn't have to. All right, shameless plug. Go to my website, tamesociety.com, for all your bath and body needs. For adults who have children who just need 20 to 30 minutes to themselves, but usually have to get it when the kids are asleep, you know? Y'all stay black, protect your magic, lotion up, wash your legs. Y'all have a blessed day.